Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You know, I just remembered I was trying to be consistent with this shit. So I think it's time for me to come back for yet another episode. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Nyambura. My name is Nyambura. You can call me Nyams. You can call me Nyambu. You can call me whatever you want. Actually, Uneza. I'm not flirting. Actually, I'm doing this thing where I don't get to flirt for... Okay, I'm lying. I was gonna just plan a thing right now and just say that that's what I've been intending to do. But I just don't care enough to make up a whole story right now. How are you guys doing? How is everybody? How are you? Actually, this is like a one-on-one podcast type thing. I've been happy. I have been happy. Have I cried recently? Oh, last time I cried was because Kenana was being so nice to me. She was just telling me, you know, even if no one sees you. Plus, we were drunk. So when she was saying all this, it was hitting different. I don't know. I've not talked about it sober, so I don't know if it's even emotional. But she was just giving me my flowers. And I was so... I just... Kenana writes for me. Like, I know someone who mentions my name in important places, and that's just about the foundation of the most beautiful friendship, because Kenana and I are such good friends. She's so gorgeous. Like, she's so beautiful, stunning, by the way. She's, her username on Instagram is Kenana Mwasi. You can go and stalk her up a bit. She just chilled with me over the weekend. Actually, I don't even know how we met. How did we meet? Because I was so drunk that day. And then on Sunday, we went to her friend's place. And, oh, actually, yeah, I remember that day. I was playing with a cat by the end of the night. And that sounded like a good ending to an okay night. I also was just sat in the living room talking to Kenana. And there was this other guy. And he just removed my shoe and kissed my feet. Like... Oh my God, that was definitely the highlight of my fucking Sunday. And then I had work on Monday, so I just got up. I'm trying to transition between girl to woman. I feel like there's a lot of girl in me, and I don't want to get rid of that, you know, because I also got like this sexy red color on my nails, which is so unlike me. I do such subtle colors. I do like blues and blacks. Yeah, I think I only do blue and black. But this time around, I tried the sexy red. You know, the sexy, super sexy red. Like, my nails scream. Okay, when I wear a gold ring, it just screams wealth. It screams baby girl with a man who takes care of her. That's what this color gives me, okay? But like, there's no man in my life, so there's that also. Actually, I'm going through a roller coaster of emotions every fucking day of my fucking life. Because I wake up in the morning, I prep for work. You know, my job entails me actually knowing what I'm going to talk about. Then I go and yap from 11 a.m. up to 3 p.m. And then after that, I'm just like, okay, so what now? So I called my lecturer, told him about my missing mark, and he said, oh yeah, okay, yeah, just send me an email and we can fix this, then call me tomorrow at 10 a.m. to confirm that it's fixed. I was like, wait a minute, this shit has taken 2 years, you just fix in 1 second. Anyway, I'm actually obsessed with the man. I'm so obsessed with the man. Smash, 1000%. Out of just the sheer loss of hope that I had, and now you coming in and just being so helpful in a second. What? And he was so polite on the call. You know, my name on my true caller is Melissa Wamai. That's not my name. It's just my name on my phone number, because I don't like calls. So I want when someone calls me and they see a wrong true caller name, they think, oh, this is not even her. You know? So there's that. Anyway, what was I even... I'm so gassy. What was I saying? Oh, that's a hiccup, actually. Wait, what was I actually fucking saying? Oh, yeah, my day, my week. Okay, so that was Monday. Tuesday, same thing. Wednesday, same thing. Oh, my God. My days are monotonous. But I think in the evenings, I just get to come home and watch movies. So I watched The Art of Stealing or something around those lines. It's on Netflix. I would recommend it. It's actually a good movie. I watched it and I was like, oh, no one's actually been able to like ignite adrenaline in me in terms of like a movie for a while. But now I'm feeling, oh, okay. So I watched that and then I watched Fair Play. Yeah, last week but one. I remember putting my friend Vanessa on and she loved it. And I'm gonna spoil, so if you don't want me to spoil for you, just like go ahead a couple of seconds. You can just fast forward. But then I watched Fair Play and I loved the ending and it just spoke to me. I was just, oh, you know, I've been on here before and I've talked about how I find it really hard to be friends with people who can't get over a toxic ex. Not get over, not the process of the crying and the sadness when you get over it. No, that's fine with me. I love it so much. Like, yes, I want you to realize how bad he is for you. Yes, feel everything. What do you want to do? You want to go to a rage room? Let's go, I'm gonna drive you there. You know, I'm the friend that supports the healing. It's the you crying all the time that I can't stand. You crying all the time while you stay, that just, it does something to me, you know? Like, you have all the reasons that make sense to leave. You know you should leave, but you just can't find the strength to leave. It affects me negatively, actually. It puts me in a negative mind space. And I think I should clarify that because someone DM'd me and told me that they think what I'd said was insensitive and those people actually just try, you know, they also want to leave. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense, but have you thought about it from a perspective of someone who's actually been in a toxic relationship and had to gather strength from the depths of her existence to be out of it and then try and talk about how hard the process is to leave and everything, but then how beautiful it is to be on the other side. Like, the lack of vision, of the vision of the happiness that is yet to come after you've gone through this sad patch breaks my heart, because why am I the only one seeing it for you? Why can't you sit and actually like think how many other times in your life you've been saddened by something and how you got over it? And you know, I don't know. And obviously, that's a bias I have. I'm definitely working on it. But I can't deny that it triggers me. It does. It really does. But it's okay. It's just, when you tell me about your toxic boyfriend, I want you to tell me from a perspective of you leaving. I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, that is not what I wanted to talk about on this episode, actually. I wanted to talk about being 24 and single. And I'm not complaining. Absolutely love it. This is, what do you mean? This is not even the height of me as a woman. This is just a taste of my freedom. Because I moved out a while back. I moved out like 4 years ago. I moved out 3 years ago, actually. And this is my third year anniversary of moving out. My third year, not an anniversary, but a third year since I moved. It's gonna be 4 in a couple of months, but actually in 1 month and a couple of weeks. And I just know that as an African girl, I can 100% say that me moving out had its risks because I'm a girl, one. But then the pros of me moving out was you don't quarrel with your parents as much. The consequences are felt by you as an adult. I was coming from a space where I wasn't allowed to feel and go through the processes. Like, I felt constantly being interrupted. Like, is there a problem here? Okay, my mom has intercepted and it's fixed. You get what I mean? Or my dad has intercepted and made it feel like it's not even a problem. But like, I needed to go through the personal experience and face the consequences of my own actions without owing anyone else. Not really an explanation per se, but without, I want to be heartbroken and I want to be sad. I want to feel the pain of being conned. I want to feel everything, you know, action, reaction. I want to feel the reaction of my actions without feeling like I'm also holding on to fragile emotions that belong to those that I love, and this will affect them directly. So if I'm in my own house, it's only happening to me, and me wanting to share it is just me extending a finished product and be like, oh mom, you know, this and that happened, but this and that happened, so it's fixed, yeah, bye. Yeah, or like, I'm really sad, you know, a couple of weeks ago this and that happened, but now I'm doing better and life has moved on, but I just wanted to let you know. And then my mom will just kind of pray for me and love on me, and so will my dad. And you get what I mean? I know you know what I mean. That there's something about moving out that just makes you feel like you can separate aspects of your life without each aspect spilling onto the other. You get what I mean? So like, if school is fucked up, school is just fucked up. Not school is fucked up, so home is fucked up today. Not like that. Or like, work is fucked up, so home is fucked up. No. So work is fucked up, that's it. Home is fucked up, that's it. School is fucked up, that's it. You get what I mean? It's not like, oh, my mom is pissed, she pissed me off in the morning, so now I have to go to work and I'm pissed, and so my job will be affected. I'll be pissed at work, I'll be subpar when I'm talking. It's going to be, you get what I mean? I think you've got the gist of things. The separation of emotions from each person and each aspect of your life is so crucial for you as a growing adult. And sometimes you don't have the privilege to move out, and that's okay as well. So just, I can't even speak for that, because I just did not expect that. I did not go through that. That's not been my experience. But I remember when I was like 19, 20, 21, I'd just be home. I'd deal with everything outside and then come home and be home. So I know it almost gives double life. It gives very much double life. But as soon as you move out, it becomes one life with different aspects to it. You get what I mean? And that's what I absolutely love about living by myself, to be honest. I love being in my house and I love paying for my own tokens. You know, learning how to even pay for electricity sounded like such a big deal when I was a kid. But when I was a kid, didn't they used to go to like a KPLC office and panga line? I think that's what they used to do. But now, even knowing that I can like decide to just leave the house right now, and then it's 8:30 right now p.m. and I'll be back by like 10, or I'm going for a sleepover and I don't have to explain. I'm sad, so I just want to be cuddled by my friend. I'm just gonna go get cuddled and then I'll be up for work in the morning. You know, you can't do that when you're at home, because there are rules, and this is Africa, baby. Yeah, but it's just been a lovely experience. And not to say that there are no ugly parts to it. There absolutely are terrible times. I've gone through terrible times while living by myself. And I think that was when I'd just be like, you know what? I'm just gonna get an Airbnb and stay there for like a month. Then that comes with the money. So you need money. Oh God, adulting is also kind of a scam. But then when I hear everyone say it's a scam, I'm like, but I'm happy. I'm laughing through the scam. It's not that bad if you think about it. You know, if you have your life together, it sounds like fun. You know, when I've moved out, I have my bed, I have my mattress, I have my everything in my house. But then I know that there's someone who's like only now just moving out of their parents' house. So they have to think, oh my God, what's my dream bed? I have to save for that.
but for now I have to sleep in this whack ass bed for like a couple of months before I save up for that and the other and that and the other. It's just, it's so huge. Like, it's such an umbrella, it's such a blanket of things that you experience when you live by yourself. And I love it. Like, I can literally leave my sex toy on my bed and go work and come and find it on my bed and not be at work panicking, oh shit, who opened my door and found that fucking sex toy on my bed, you know? You I love that I can just like walk around naked in my house. You can't just do that at your mom's house. Unless you can, which then again, lucky you if they leave the house to you all the time. This is also not what I wanted to talk about. I think I was talking about being 24 and single. And I've only now just started seeing memes of people saying, oh, you know, if you're 25 and you don't have a man or a girlfriend, if you're not in a relationship, oh my God, let me tell you, actually, I've seen like 4 this week of people bashing 25-year-olds. And I'm only 24. I literally just got here. I'm only like 3 months into 24. But they're like, oh my God, you know, 25 and you don't have a, and you're not in a relationship, you're a leftover shorty. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I don't even have the strength to deal with that. Like, I haven't thought about the next phase of my life. So there's that. And then there's, I saw Cat Williams saying that he... Ati, girls just want to have this and that and that and the other, and that's okay. But if you're 25 and you're still saying men ain't shit, then maybe you have ain't shit pussy. You need to start thinking about your pussy. Maybe that's just ain't shit pussy. I was like, oh, God, I have a deadline to until when I can say men are trash. That's so fucked up. Oh my God, what? I can't just say men are trash. Hadi next year. Hadi 20, whenever I want to be in a relationship. That's so crazy to me, to be honest. And I just hope that I'll have mastered the art of ignorance when it comes to that. Because I saw some people commenting on my TikTok and being like, you should be married by now. I'm like, married to whom? Bro, I've not even graduated. What the fuck are you talking to me about? What are you actually opening your mouth for? And even when I graduate, I still have KSL. You forget? You forget that? And so I'm not just gonna leave uni and get married. Come on, that was not even part of the plan that we were fed. You know, it was you go to primary, you go to high school, you go to uni, you graduate, you get a job. Oh shit, my job came before I graduated. But still, that's... Okay, now where does that leave us? Now I have no explanation. I don't know what to say. I need to literally grow a pair by next year. I'm not playing games. Even right now, because I do realize that I look a little older than I am. And that's fine. That's okay. But also when I got famous, everyone thought I was in high school. So I think I need to... I don't know what I need to do. I don't need to do anything, actually. It's society that needs a surgery. It's their souls that need surgeries. I'm fine. Yes, I'm fine. You're fine, shorty. You're so fine. You're so fine. That or you're in a relationship with a man who's cheating on you. Or who's being emotionally abusive. Or physically abusive, God forbid. God for fucking bid, for real. Oh my fucking God. I just can't imagine myself. Let me just even exhale. Exhale the bullshit. Because I can't even imagine being this old and this grown and having gone through everything that I have. I feel like I've collected so many life lessons. And then I end up with a man who emotionally abuses me. And you know, my emotional abuse, I can only take for so long. So soon after, I'm acting crazy. I'm losing my shit. I can't have that. I'm too grown for now. I have shit to lose, you know? Earlier, I did not really have much to lose, you know? I did not have a job I could get fired from. I did not have a house I could get evicted from.
you know, I didn't have a car that could get crushed. The consequences of my actions are starting to look a little dire. And so I need to start acting correct, you know? I need to start squaring up, acting right. But a day at a time. So a day at a fucking time. Cool? Are you guys gonna be fine? Are you gonna be okay until I see you next time? This has been a good episode. And I had fun. I didn't really talk about anything in particular. I talked about everything in general. And I hope that your stars are aligning just right so that good things can come your way. And I hope your days are feeling like magic. Every fucking morning you wake up and you're like, fuck the shit. And then you leave the house and you're proven wrong. Like, no, we love you out here. No, a little rain for your face is good for moisturizing. Okay, don't think about bad things. Think about good things, which is also crazy because, you know, I think about bad things all the time. So I can't really tell you not to think about bad things. Anyway, I was leaving. This was me signing out. I love you so much. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Be sure to subscribe. Actually, is there a subscription button? Please subscribe. Leave a review even. Tell me something. I'm going to respond. I love feedback from my podcast. So if you can reach me, just do and tell me about whatever you want to tell me about. Bye.